The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And getting them comfortable with the idea that, one, you don't know everything. And two, you're going to make mistakes. And you're going to need to have to own up to those mistakes at a lot of different points in your life. And I feel like right now I am in the midst of paying attention to a team in the Cleveland Browns that cannot for the life of them admit when they goofed up. And it's fine to make mistakes. Teams make mistakes in the NFL all the time. You can even look at the Chiefs. You can look at the Packers. You can look at the Rams. You can look at every team. The Patriots. How many first-round draft picks did the championship Patriots biff? How many bad signings were there? How many wide receivers did Tom Brady go through of guys that they brought in? I mean, you could look at the Antonio Brown situation, for crying out loud, for the Patriots. What did the Patriots do? What did Bill Belichick do? Oops. That's it. They're done. They moved on. They realized that they goofed up, and they moved on. Every other team is able to make these kind of decisions and make these thoughts. And for some reason, the Cleveland Browns, with Dustin Hopkins, and as an organization in general with many a draft pick, have a very, very hard time going, oops, we goofed up. We took the wrong guy. He's not developing the way that we thought. We thought we had a plan. We thought we had somebody who was really promising. And we took him later in the draft, and we goofed up. It happens all over the place. It happens all the time in all of these teams. But for some reason with the Browns, and this Dustin Hopkins situation, it feels like we're doing this again, where it's for some reason this organization will not look at the situation and just go, oops, we goofed up. We gave Dustin Hopkins money. You know what? Our bad. We'll take the hit for it, and we'll figure it out. Or even go a step further and give me a tiny bit of honesty instead of press conference. Like, I'm not saying that they lie in press conferences. That's not what I'm saying. Please do not construe it that direction. I'm saying that instead of treating this like you were holding the nuclear codes inside of that building, back up what our eyes are telling us. Hey, you know what? Dustin Hopkins isn't kicking in a way that's good enough for what we're looking for. We've brought in some kicking competition. We hope Dustin will be able to turn this around, but we got to make kicks in this league. This is a make or miss league, and right now we're missing, and Dustin Hopkins knows that. We're bringing in competition. If we got to move on from him, we'll move on from him. Boom! Right there. You don't need to read deep into it. You don't need to see any kind of thickness. There's no like cryptic language or anything like that in that answer. That is an answer that I have a feeling that all of you out there who are listening and everybody who is paying attention will go, okay, that makes sense. Yeah, we can work with that. That's a smart way to go about things. But for some reason, Bubba Ventrone goes out and says this.
So, can you just maybe address the kicking situation and what the outlook is like heading into this game?
Yeah, like Coach kind of hit on it in his media thing. We're working through it, and he's working through it. So, we feel we have a lot of confidence in him to get it right, and we think that this is the best thing just for him to be able to work through it. So.
So why do you need a kicker on the practice squad then?
I'm sorry?
Why did you bring in a kicker on the practice squad?
I think it's just an option. It's an option to have.
Where is Dustin at, like, physically and mentally? Because when he talked after the game, he mentioned, like, feeling like he had the swing thought down and then feeling like he lost it throughout the week and then didn't have it going into the game. So just where is he at right now?
Yeah, I thought he hit the ball pretty decent during the week. You know, missed a couple kicks, which happens. And I felt like the pregame warm-up was solid. Obviously, we had one opportunity in the game, and he missed the PAT. So, no, I think he's just trying to figure it out, honestly.
Might there be some sentiment for letting him work through this, you know, in these last two games, just, you know, not having to kick in a game and then work it through over the offseason and come back nice and strong?
You're saying to not kick him in the next two? I mean, that's obviously an option. Coach held him out of the game prior to the Cincinnati game. I think that we'll just make a decision at the end of the week and figure out what we think is best for him and our team.
That is an option to not have him kick for the last two games of the season. If you are not going to have him kick for the last two games of the season, and that was Brown special team coach Bubba Van Trump in his press conference earlier today. If you are not going to have him kick for the last two games of the season, then why is he here? If he's working through swing thoughts, if he's doing all that stuff, that's great. That's a your time thing. You need to figure that out because this is the NFL. This is a make or miss league. And if you are missing, you probably aren't employed on many other team that is out there. If you are making, people are bringing you in for success. And previous success will allow you to be brought in by another team. And for some reason that I can't figure out for the life of me, the Browns are missing the second part of that conversation. For some reason, they think they're just going to toss Dustin Hopkins out. And if he figures it out, he'll figure it out. And they think they're going to get burned for it. And that's just ridiculous. The Broncos moved on from Riley Patterson because he was missing kicks. I think it was Broncos. But anyway, made his way to Green Bay. He's making kicks now. It's not like people are sitting back there going, oh my God, how dumb are the Broncos? It's like, no, that's not what's being said. Instead, it's like, yeah, he figured it out and he's good to go for a while longer. And what's going to end up happening is he might break down again. And if he breaks down again, he'll probably have to find another job. It's why if you look at the football reference page for a kicker, if you're not Justin Tucker, you've bounced around a decent amount. You've been seen a lot of different places. There is a reason why Jason Elam bounced to a whole bunch of teams besides the Denver Broncos. Like, this happens. This is the way it goes. I cannot understand for the life of me. And it continues to show the light on this team that for some reason, they have a very, very hard time admitting they made a mistake. Because they think it's going to, I don't know, and I don't know why. I don't know if what they think it's going to bury them. I don't know if they think it's, you know, the owner might hear it and they might be unemployed. I don't know any of those things. But I don't think this is like a detrimental thing for this team to go, oops, I goofed up. We have Dustin Hopkins here for an extended period of time. We need to find a way out. They have to get over this bug. They have to get over what is causing them these issues. Because it's going to tank them further than if Andrew Berry would just come out and say, we made a mistake. Sitting there trying to let these guys work it through is only going to go with more losses. It's the same way that I feel about the Deshaun Watson situation. I think a vast majority of us, and you'll never get anybody to admit on it, to agree on anything. But I think a vast majority of us have watched enough Deshaun Watson to this point to go, it's not here. It's just not here. It happens. It's fine. A mistake was made. I think we can all admit this. It feels like from the things that are being reported out of Berea that the one group of people who are having a hard time admitting that this is the case are the people who are located in Berea. I think the vast majority of everybody else has looked at Deshaun Watson and said, the 2 years off hurt him, the shoulder surgery in between. Now he's working off of a torn Achilles. You know, we've a quarterback who relies on his athleticism and mobility is now going to have to recover from an injury that affects your athleticism. That's just how it goes. Now, we're no longer in a situation where a torn Achilles means that your career is done. Kevin Durant has proved that one. Many other guys have proved that in between. Medical science has done a wonderful thing. But it's not. I don't think he's going to come back with the same speed that he once had. I don't think he's going to come back with the same level of athleticism he's had. And so you're going to have a diminished version of the Deshaun Watson you thought you had, which is the moment that you should throw your hands up in the air and go, oops, we made a mistake. This is a bad mistake. This is going to tank the franchise. This is going to put us in a really bad position for probably the next 2 years. But a mistake was made nonetheless. And the sooner we admit that mistake, the sooner that we can minimize the repercussions of that mistake. The sooner we admit that Jedrick Wills is not the left tackle of the past, of the future, I should say, we can admit that we can find the left tackle of the future and solve the mistake and deal with the ramifications and move on. The sooner that we realize that Greg Newsome is a good, not great corner and maybe have to make a decision on his fifth-year option is the sooner that we can make that decision. And what's happening is you're treading water. And you're trying to let people work things out, and you're trying to let people figure it out, and you are looking to your fan base like you don't have a direction outside of keep your head above water. And what's happening is your fan base is saying this. We're saying this from the radio, and now one of your players is saying it too. And Myles Garrett walked out to a podium, and he said, essentially, I need to see a plan. I need a direction moving forward. I need to know if we are looking at rebuild or if we are looking at trying to maintain something and can bounce back and make this work. And I need to see this plan. And so I thought, if I am Andrew Berry, if I'm Kevin Stefanski, if I'm Glenn Cook, if I'm Catherine Hickman, if I'm whomever else you want to point to inside of that organization who are some of the higher-ups, what would I do to convince Myles Garrett that he needs to stay? What's my plan? And I'll give it to you next. Dan Menigan in for Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. You can get a hold of us at 216-474-0092. Get me on X at the Sports Feller. You can also get to at CLE Talking Heads if you would like, but at the Sports Feller is a little bit easier since it's only me here. We will talk to our Cleveland sports reporter, Daryl Ryder, who is in Berea, about all of the happenings at 1 p.m. Dan Menigan for Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.